We obviously await the clearance on the work permit in regards to the issue with whether the work permit's transferable from one country to another. For me, it certainly meets that criteria. 51 caps for Nigeria and played Champions League and everything else that goes with it. So, but we do await the clearance on that, and that might take a number of days to resolve.
Is that difficult for you, having got it through and got all the paperwork done and doubtless had a bit of a scramble on deadline day, to then have to wait for what is essentially paperwork and bureaucracy?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were obviously the conversation with Glasgow Celtic, and we were led to believe, and Glasgow Celtic had kind of confirmed that everything should, be okay. But obviously, because you go from one governing body, the SFA, to the FA, then of course there's different terminology in respect of what the criteria is for work permits in different countries. So we just, as I say, we await that news. We've certainly presented our case as to how we feel, certainly our perspective is on it, and we'll get a definitive answer hopefully in the near future.
I think you said the other night it was as disappointed as you've been as a group of players just with the nature of the way it went.
Yeah.
Has there been a bit of picking up needed to be done after the game this week before you can start preparing for the next one?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. I think we were all a bit raw because of obviously what we put into the game against a very good side, a team that's flying at the top end of the league, and what we'd offered to the game was certainly worthy of points from the match, certainly a minimum of one, but possibly three on the night. So I think when that happens, of course, then there is that feeling of disappointment because everybody wants to win games and everything else. But when you come out of that, of course, you've got to pick yourself up immediately because we've got a massive game now at home against Queen's Park Rangers on Saturday, and you've got to make sure you're ready for that. So, those disappointments and everything else, for me, you should channel that as to being a real positive to make sure you don't feel like that again, that when you give that level of performance, you get the points to go with it. And that's the way I look at it. I'm pretty sure the players are in the same mindset because we obviously spoke about it, and that's what they've got to do. They've got to make sure, regardless of who takes the field against Queen's Park Rangers, they're ready to make sure that the feeling they get is one of elation because they've given that performance, but they've got the points that go with it, and not the other way about, that you've put everything in the game and you sell yourself short in the closing moments.
Clearly you need points, you're in a situation where you need them, but you've won a couple of cup ties recently, including one against Queen's Park Rangers. Is that transferable, just that sort of winning feeling, that ability to get across the line?
Well, we've shown that winning feeling. I mean, I think there's three wins in the last six or seven games, Newcastle included amongst it at home. So we've shown that we can win the games. Had we won the other night, which we were more than capable of doing, you'd have jumped above three teams in the league. So that's where we are. We have to make sure that we're ready to go and get those points and start climbing the league. The sooner the better for everybody, there's no doubt about that. And the only way to do that is to work hard, play well and win your games.
Yeah, Paul Senior said this week that you've got to kind of tackle the situation that you're in very much head on. Is that the mindset that everybody's got here, that you are where you are and you've got to get yourself out of it?
Yeah, I think we all know. We obviously made a slow start in the season, and from there it's been playing catch up. And we've got to different points that we've looked as if we've took two steps forward, then we've taken one back, and that's what we've got to do. What we've got to do now is move on the front foot and make sure that we're moving forward. And we know that. We know that as a group. And if we got them all fit, healthy and available, then I think we'd certainly already be away from that area. But as it is, we've just got to make sure we're ready to go, win our games and move ourselves to an area of safety where we want to be.
Are you worried about being down there?
Nobody wants to be there, that's for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be riding high at the top of the table, but the bottom line is you are where you are, and the only people that affect that change is yourselves, the group, and we have enough about us to start climbing away from that area of the table. And obviously the sooner you do it, the better for everybody. So the only way, as I said before, it's hard work, it's bringing quality on the field, it's sticking together and getting, and making sure that everybody's working their socks off. And when you do that, of course, you can win your games.
And you talked about this accumulation of good performances, maybe not getting the rewards in terms of points. Can you understand why that might worry a supporter sat in the stand watching the games, thinking, when is this victory going to come? When are we going to get these points? When are we going to get away from the bottom three?
I think, yeah, I mean, I think, well, listen, we're all supporters. We all love the game. I think there's been many times you've looked before, and when teams are... You think, oh, that team can't win a game, and nothing could be further the truth with us. We've actually been the better team in games. So I think it's those, it's fine-tuning those little things, that focus, that lack of concentration, whatever you want to call it, but making sure for the duration of a match, whether it's 95 minutes, that you're really tuned into the small detail. And it's making sure when you take care of the small detail, everything else will come into place. And that, whether it's whether it's a set play that's coming in, you're marking your man, you're winning a zone, you're winning a header, all the little bits, but all the little bits add up to huge things in football. Because that's when all said and done, people look the other night, as they will do, and you've lost the game 2-1. They're not interested in how well you played or everything else. And that's the harsh reality of the game we're in. There'll be teams up and down the country that have not played well, and won games, but they've won a game, and everybody feels, oh, we won the game, that's great. And of course, that's what we've got to understand now. Ideally, in a perfect world, you want to play really well and you want to win games. Everybody wants to do that. But where we are at this stage of the season, you know, it's important that we start picking up the points. And whatever way we've got to do that, then so be it.
QPR, can they provide an insight into this? They had a bit of a bad trot and then suddenly, like flicking a switch, it turned around and I think they won three on the bounce.
Yeah, well, Queen's Park Rangers had lost six on the bounce in the Championship, and they haven't been up in the playoff positions, or certainly round about them, the early part of the season. And then, as we mentioned, they lost that. But then, you're right, they got three games back-to-back that they managed to put together. And, of course, those 9 points then, you know, elevate you and get you in a nice place with it. So, of course, if there's a message there within it, it tells you that if you go and get those games back-to-back, it certainly helps you in your task for what you want to do. And for us, that's making sure we get away from that area of the league that we're in.